came from a little town in the state of Washington. The band came from San Diego. But in my thoughts about doing something that had a little visual content as well as, you know, musical, I came up with the idea, since I had been interested in the Civil War days, of using the Union soldier outfits. And when I thought of that, the name Union Gap just sort of was synonymous with it to me, because I kind of grew up in the state of Washington there in the Yakima Valley, and Union Gap is a little town connected to the Yakima Valley right there.
You all wore Civil War uniforms, right?
Right.
Cute idea.
Yeah, it was fun. We went to Los Angeles and went to a place called Western Costume, which was the biggest costume outfitters for films at that time. I'm sure they probably are still doing the same thing. And we rented some outfits and found out that to make them was going to cost an unbelievable amount of money for each one of us. So what we did was went to Tijuana, being close to there, and had a little tailor down there make these uniforms for us for about $60 a piece. We had hats made, and we had the stripes on the pants, and you know, everybody had different, we had privates and corporals and sergeants and all kinds of stuff, you know. And it was fun. It created kind of a masquerade atmosphere on stage, and the people at first thought it was a little bit strange, but got into it very quickly, and it helped propel us toward that that feeling, that energy that was going to take us to that fame that we achieved.
How many members?
It was a 5-member group. Well, for a long time, I've had my musical dreams. Even though I was given musical understandings and training as a kid, I wasn't really taught to believe that I would, that I should grow up to be a musical entity for profession. It was, in my thoughts, it was supposed to be mainly for just enjoyment, sort of hobby-like, you know. But as I got closer to, let's say, adult life, in the sense of, you know, responsibility and kind of being on your own and doing what you want to do, I finally realized after a couple of years of college and things that what I really wanted to do was be involved in music. So I went to work with a couple of, one particular local band in the San Diego area, and kind of struggled along with that situation, learning my craft, as it were. I had, like I say, a certain amount of musical training when I was a child. I learned to play the piano and was brought up with classical music and things like that. But when rock and roll came along, that's when I kind of had the ideas about guitar and things. So I spent a few years in the San Diego area working with a local band, at first called the Ravens, then called the Outcasts. Just learning, you know, playing guitar, singing with these people, and kind of getting my feet wet, so to speak, and at some point realized that I was working in a world of very fragile egos and things, and decided at one point that I would like to do it my way, and went to work to find the members that were ultimately to be called the Union Gap.
Was there any one overriding theme you had in your music? The women particularly are drawn to Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and Woman, Woman, Lady Willpower, Young Girl, all lady songs. Did you have any one overriding theme or idea?
Well, I guess it's obvious what the overriding theme or idea was, and that was ladies, you know, and love, that kind of thing. It's something that goes on every moment of our lives, you know, and I think that Jerry Fuller pretty much felt that that was the theme that we should be shooting towards, along with the ideas of commercialism, melodic songs with good hook melodies that people could sing and relate to lyrically, you know. So I think that the theme was well thought out. Good songs, you know.
Yes, indeed.
Woman, Woman was written by Jim Glazer and Jim Payne, and they're a couple of fellows from the South. They are too far from you there, actually, I suppose. I think they're both from the Nashville area, and it was a song that Jerry Fuller had found, and as a matter of fact, Glenn Campbell had found the song also. They had been friends for many years. In fact, Glenn worked on my first 3 records. He played on Woman, Woman. He played guitar.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Jerry had said to him at one point, or rather, Glenn had said to Jerry, I found this great song that I'm going to record on my next session, and Jerry heard the song, and he says, well, I'll tell you what, partner, he says, if I find a singer first, I'm going to record that song. And so they had a little race on there to see who could record the song first. Well, I found Jerry at Columbia Records just about that time, and Jerry was very intrigued with my talent. He thought my voice was terrific, and came to see me perform, and he said, let's see if we can make a record. It took him a couple of months thereafter to put the deal together and so forth, but once he did, we got into the studio right away and cut Woman, Woman.
With Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, you bet. Young Girl was written purposely, I think. It was a well-crafted song written by Jerry Fuller. When we had the success of Woman, Woman, I am certain that he believed in his talent as far as writing and realizing some sort of, what is the word I want, a longevity. He realized that we had a wave and we were right on the crest, and he felt that with the right song, melody, and theme, we could continue that momentum. And I think that he did a good job with that. Young Girl sold 2.5 million copies.
Young Girl.
Yeah, that was kind of a quiet million seller, as they said to me in those days. It didn't really create a lot of excitement, and yet a fella today told me that was his favorite song of all of them. The rest of them had sort of an energy about them that was higher than Over You, apparently. And he said, I just liked the idea that it came down and it was a little mellower. It had that oboe or English horn in the beginning of it, you know, da 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 da. And it just, it was a quiet million seller. Don't Give In to Him was not my favorite song, to be honest with you. And yet, I was, what is it I want to say here? I gave everybody the benefit of the doubt on that one. There, you know, you can't always be totally into everything at all times. In other words, when that song came along, I was starting to feel that, I don't know, that I felt we should make a change or something. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I just didn't care for the song that much. And I recorded it as per Jerry's wish, and it did all right. It wasn't one of the great ones that we had. In fact, I've never really played the song. I guess because of my original feelings about it, I seem to like the song better now than I did then, but still don't seem to have the desire to get involved with it somehow.
Can you remember and sing a little bit of This Girl Is a Woman Now?
Sure. This girl is a woman now. She's learned how to give. Kind of hard to find them out of context sometimes. That was a great song. When I found that song, I was really amazed at it, that it had such a beautiful melody and something to say, even within the same theme. I felt that the song was fresh and had something really good to say, you know.